Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Adi Bolaños in San Francisco. Evacuation orders have been expanded for about 1,000 residents in two remote California communities in the Sierra Nevada Gold Country, about 55 miles east of Sacramento. The Electra fire broke out on Monday, and firefighters are making some headway now, with about 5% of the blaze contained. But nearly 4,000 acres have been scorched, and another 1,200 structures are threatened. In other news, California's current coronavirus mutation is being described by experts as a whole new ball game. Bob Wachter is the UCSF chair of medicine. He says this BA5 Omicron subvariant is about 20% more infectious than the first Omicron we saw. But Wachter says infection is not inevitable, and the goal is the same: try not to get it.
You should get vaccinated, and you should get boosted. If you're over 50, get your second booster. But there's no sort of skirting around. The only way to prevent getting it is to wear a good mask in crowded indoor spaces, to pay attention to ventilation. I'm not doing indoor dining right now until the case rates come way down. I think if you're going to try to avoid getting it, that is what you need to do. And just being vaccinated and boosted is not good enough to prevent you from getting it.
Still, Wachter says at this point, requiring masks may not be the best option.
You know, mask mandates are very controversial, and I'm sort of the mindset that we should reserve them for when we really need them. I realize that there are many people who say there's a ton of cases around now, you know, it's time for mandates. But I think as individuals now, we can keep ourselves safe. I'm in the hospital right now. I wear an N95 when I go see my patients. Even if they have COVID, I'm pretty confident I'm not going to get COVID from them. If I'm vaccinated, boosted, and wearing a good mask, I think you can keep yourself safe. So I think mandates are appropriate if hospitals are getting overwhelmed.
A new report out from University of California researchers looks into what the state could have done to better protect prisoners and prison workers during the pandemic. The California Report's Mary Franklin Harvin has more.
When the pandemic hit, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation housed around 120,000 prisoners. Research shows more than 50,000 of them had contracted COVID-19 by the end of 2021. More than 16,000 prison staffers have also been infected. The new report highlights both how near impossible it is to effectively contain the spread of COVID-19 in a prison environment, and how prisons drive COVID upticks in the communities where they're located, and vice versa. David Sears is an infectious disease physician at UCSF with a special interest in incarceration issues and says adjusting CDCR vaccine mandates could be an important step in addressing this issue.
I really think that a staff vaccine mandate is absolutely important and could make a big difference, particularly if that is paired with other measures to reduce the risk of introduction.
CDCR did expedite the release of thousands of prisoners to help offset the prison overpopulation that spurred the spread of COVID-19. But Sears says it hasn't made a substantive dent in the risk.
A lot of that decrease in population actually was just periodic halts and transfers from county jails. And so in some ways it slightly lessened the risk within a prison, but in many ways left people in carceral settings where they were just as vulnerable, you know, such as jails.
And Sears says the risks are still high with new, even more infectious variants. In a statement, CDCR told KQED its vaccination education campaigns have led to an 81% vaccination rate among prisoners and a 73% vaccination rate among staff, and that it remains committed to the health and safety of those who live and work in its facilities. For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Harvin.
And finally, San Diego City employees who refuse both to be vaccinated and tested for COVID-19 on religious grounds are now at risk of being fired. KPBS investigative reporter Claire Tregesser has been following the story.
The city confirmed it has issued advance notice of termination letters to at least 36 employees, half of them in the San Diego Police Department. KPBS obtained the letter templates through a Public Records Act. The letters say the employee's refusal to take COVID tests, quote, amounts to insubordination or serious breach of discipline. But the letters are just the beginning of the city's dismissal process for the workers, says city spokesperson Nicole Darling.
So city employees who were granted an exemption from the COVID-19 vaccination mandate are required to do the weekly testing. There are several employees in the police department who have failed to comply with that weekly testing accommodation. So those who fail to comply will be issued an advance notice of termination, and they will be afforded all of their due process rights and their rights to representation.
The city of San Diego approved the vast majority of requests to skip the COVID vaccine for religious reasons, but with the requirement that those employees then submit to regular testing. But about 10% of employees, most of them police, also insisted that testing violates their religious beliefs. They said their Christian beliefs instruct them not to use testing swabs because they contain ethylene oxide. The chemical is a known carcinogen, but it is not actually present on the swabs. It's used as a gas to sterilize them. Medical and religious experts say the employees' claims are groundless. KPBS asked Mayor Todd Gloria for his response to the claims.
I think we have been exceedingly patient with these folks. We have worked on this on an individual basis to understand where they're at and what the concerns are. And so to the extent that individuals can be out of compliance and continue to work, that is not ideal. But we, of course, will follow our due process for these individuals and hope, as the vast majority of them have, that they'll come into compliance.
Employees can appeal and then go through what's called a Skelly hearing. After that, if the city still decides to fire the employee, he or she would get a notice of termination from the department head. For the California Report, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, July 6th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Hint: fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors, like watermelon, pineapple, and blackberry. No sweeteners, no calories. In stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org.